I think the Boston Celtics took it to them, beat them at their own game, played some D, shut them down, and hurt them. Now, post-game, Bam Adebayo, the captain of the team, the guy that we need, was asked about what the Celtics did to shut down the Heat yesterday, and Bam Adebayo was not quick to give credit to the C's.
No, I just told you we got turnovers because we was careless with the basketball. I don't think it really had anything to do with their pressure. So, you know, to that question, like I said, if you watch the game, we had lackadaisical turnovers, you know, unforced turnovers for no reason. And I feel like that was the difference.
Bam Adebayo not giving a lot of credit to the Boston Celtics and their defense, saying it was all on them. Is it that simple of an explanation, Vlad? I don't think so. I think Boston had something to do with the quote-unquote unforced turnovers. It's stuff that Eric Spoelstra, Bam Adebayo, and the team, they need to clean up next game.
I think both teams, if you listen to both, I think Tatum is the captain of
Boston.
Boston. He said that, you know, in his press conference, he was saying that how they know how talented they are, but a lot of teams don't think they're tough and they're you know, gritty. So going against the Heat, they want to show that not only they're talented, but they're gritty. And that's Bam just saying, nah, man, they're not trying to give Boston credit for being gritty. You know, we made mistakes. We caused our own mistakes. They didn't make us make mistakes. We caused our own. So
I hope that that is the right explanation. I just feel as though Boston did have a little more say in it than just us having unforced turnovers. I'll tell you, man, breaking down the quarters are absolutely terrible. We talked about that first quarter. You cannot only score 12 points in the first quarter. Boston only scored 21. Now, this is where you get it, man. So, first quarter, 21-12. Unacceptable 12 points. Second quarter, you got murked also. 42-27, Vlad.
Nasty business.
42. You hang up a 40 in a quarter, that's bad. And then you play it out. They beat you 24-22 in the third. That's more like it. And then in the fourth, they pretty much shut it down 17-23. We had 23. Whew. You're not going to win. Okay, I'll even go this far. You're not going to win any playoff games if you have a 12-point quarter, 27, 22, and 23. You're not going to win any playoff games. 84 points, Vlad. 84. Now, maybe your Knicks back in the 90s against the Bulls, you could maybe win a game in the playoffs at 84. Not in today's NBA. That was embarrassing.
Not if you're giving up.
When they scored 42 in the second, that was about it. Oh.
Not when you're giving up 42 points in a quarter.
And Bam gives you 20 and 9, which.
But no, Tyler Hero had a bad game. Let's just face it. He had a bad game. And
Duncan Robinson, we're going to get into it. He's very limited.
And it wasn't he's limited. It wasn't one of Jaime's better games.
12 points.
This guy shot a fadeaway off the side of the backboard. It wasn't a good look, man.
It wasn't a good look.
And the fans were out. The fans were there early.
Oh, they were early? Oh, man.
I think.
A lot going on in South Florida, always. But Tyler Hero did have a bad game. And I know everybody manipulates the media because they want to, you know, try to get an edge in any way they can. Post-game, Tyler Hero was saying something about the Celtics were a little more physical, maybe grabbing his jersey, not getting the calls that he deserved. They were, you know, really rough with him. I think Tyler Hero, not so much crying. I think it's more like putting the officials on notice to keep an eye out for that.
That was a little crying, bro.
It was, and it's a little frustration.
It's a little crying.
He did get the technical at the end of the game.
Yeah, and he talked about it. He said, you know, on getting the technical, here's what he said.
Just part of the game. It's competitiveness. It's all good.
Yeah, not much right there.
I mean, yeah, you're getting blown out. It's not going to matter, but
you know what I'd like him to say? I was pissed. Don't say, nah, we don't like this team. I was upset. It's unacceptable. I'll do it again. Like, it's okay, man. You don't have to be cool about everything. You think Jimmy would sit there and say, it's just competitiveness? Jimmy would say, nah, man. Refs didn't call anything all game long. I had to get mine. I ain't no punk. I don't think he'd say that, but it's okay, man. Like, let's go. Try to be PC with this thing. I don't want to hear that, man. Tyler, go ahead. Say, I was getting held. I ain't appreciate it. I was frustrated. Not going to happen again in game four. You mark my words. Although Jimmy, that sounds like Jimmy. Mark my words. Guarantee you win. Don't do that, Jimmy.
Yeah, he guaranteed a win in game three, and he got the ass smacked.
Jimmy, I wanted to put together a montage. I just didn't have the time.
I know, the guarantees. He's the worst.
We did one last year just for the series against the Celtics. But like since then, he is just like guaranteed and guaranteed. He also guaranteed they're going to go back to the finals this year and win it all. So see if that one holds up. Hope so. Hope so, but I don't know. But, you know, Bam Adebayo, 20-9, you're pretty much giving you that double-double. That's not the super Bam double-double we were hoping for, but he doesn't want to give the Celtics credit for its turnovers. You could hear him, you play back just at the beginning, just the first couple words. You can hear how Bam's usually very, he was kind of fired up a little bit. Let's hear it, hear it again. I told you.
No, I just told you we got turnovers because we was careless with the basketball.
You can tell, like,
I don't think it really had anything to do with their pressure.
He didn't really register at first. And then he goes, no, I just told you.
Didn't I just tell you?
Stop asking stupid questions. I told you.
He wanted to curse, but he couldn't.
He could have, couldn't he? Or were they on TV?
I mean, you don't want to get fined.
You get fined if you cuss in a postgame?
I think you might.
In the NBA, do they keep a tally? Like, it's like a swear jar?
It's the NBA. They fine you for everything.
So it's a swear jar. It's a virtual swear jar.
Pretty much.
Put out there. Oh, goodness. Well, I'm okay with that.
If it's not in a joking context, I think they'll fine you.
Yeah. And if it's all, like, purposefully done. I think, like, if it slips, they're like, okay, just don't do that again. But, yeah. So, and you know what? This team's frustrated, and after that performance and the way they played and the way Boston played yesterday, they should be.
Nah, yeah, because here's the thing. You're coming back home. Doubt is set in going into that game. You know they were going to come out and bring it. You know that Porzingis was going to bring it. They were going to try to establish Porzingis.
Yeah.
And they did. And
he played well. Porzingis
did
play well.
He did, because, listen, their stars played well, and if they played enough, they didn't go crazy. It wasn't like they went
22
for like
22.
Yeah, it was balanced. Brown, Tatum, and Porzingis.
I think Porzingis had 18.
And I think Brown had what, 22?
22, 22 for the two stars.
So it was 44. So they combined for 61 points.
22,
right?
22, 18.
All right, so they combined for 62
and then,
points.
Can
so
that's, someone guard that was Derek White?
Derek White.
Derek
it
White's
was the
best
others,
player in the
bro.
Series.
It was the others. Derek White, for some reason in Miami, this guy gets offensive rebounds. He shoots three-pointers. This guy is a menace to the Heat.
I mean, Derek White had 16 last night. Let's look at the other games that he's had. Like, he has been he's been the best player for them. Like, he's legitimately been the best player for them in this series. Game one, Derek White goes out there and scores 20. That tells you one thing. Game two now. Let's go see what Derek White did in game two. Of course, we won that game, but Derek White goes out there and scores 13. So he was a little bit off. Then last night, he had, what is it, 18? Did I say 18 points?
No, Porzingis had 18.
So he had 16. So, I mean, White's getting his, man.
But that was the thing. They're starting. So you look what you just said. Four of their starting five were all in double figures. Now, if you look at the Heat's starting lineup, go ahead. Spit out
well,
the numbers.
Well, also, Drew Holiday only had 3 points. But,
I'm just saying, four of their five, though.
Right.
What did the Heat starting unit do?
Nikola Jovic had a good game. He had 15 points.
But he played a lot of garbage time.
Eight
go ahead.
Rebounds. Jaime Jaquez Jr., a pedestrian, 12 points. It wasn't anything
okay.
special. Bam had 20-9.
Okay.
Caleb Martin had 5 points.
All right. Caleb was big in game two. And then right. What did Tyler do?
Tyler had 15 points.
Yeah. There's
Hayward
a difference.
Smith, 8. Patty Mills, 7. Duncan only played 7 minutes.
There's a difference, bro. That was the difference.
Tyler Hero, not the greatest game. Caleb Martin, definitely not the greatest game. And that, and you know, he likes to shine against the Celtics. 5 points in 38 minutes. That's
for
not
some get reason.
Done. Not going to get it done, Vlad.
I don't think that, you know, it's not like they didn't show up, but they didn't show up.
I think it was as much of them making the turnovers and the Celtics came out with that attitude. We're going to play defense. We're
right,
gonna
but
hard.
You expected the Heat coming back home to have, like, when I understand when Bam was like, we didn't have the dog. It wasn't like they were there, but the effort was there, but it was just, you know, something. It was just missing. Something. They weren't passionate enough.
You can't say the Heat overlooked this game because you knew Boston was coming for you. You're at home. You knew. And we said it yesterday. Boston's going to throw a lot of ammo at you today. You just got to fight. And you go out there and score 12 in the first quarter, and it's like, oh, then you give up 42 in the second, and it's like, and then you just play it out the rest of the way. I'm hoping game four, it's a Heat game where the Heat win. They play the defense. They make the timely baskets. They get the buckets. They get it going.